Hello everyone, my name is Pekka Makkonen and I have been working as a research assistant in the Genetus project. And I've been working on three industry-related cases that I'm going to present now. The first one is a simulation of noise inside a tractor cabin. So the cabin geometry is based on Valtra safety cabin. I received a Katia V5 model from them and I pre-processed it and created the geometry. The original goal was to create a simulation model and reduce interior noise using structure optimization tools. Some basic theory. In acoustics, we are solving Helmholtz equation in the acoustic domain. We have a time harmonic pressure, and the structure itself is described by thin shells. So the pre-processing was done with Katia V5. We removed insignificant parts from the original production model, and then we imported it to the Ansys design modeler for further simplification. So we removed fillets and unnecessary holes. And the biggest task was to create a single solid block of the cabin interior. And then we continued with Ansys Mechanical to create a finite element model. I used Ansys Measure to mesh the geometry. It was a pretty complicated geometry, so I used tetrahedral and triangular mesh, although it's not really, well, it's inaccurate compared to brick elements. And also the contacts between the parts of the assembly were handled in Ansys Mechanical. And we set the material parameters and boundary conditions for the mechanical part, so the structure is pretty easy to handle in it. But the acoustics is a bit tricky. There's no explicit support for acoustics in Ansys Workbench 12.1, so I had to use Ansys' own command language. And the computing itself was done with harmonic analysis and with direct solver. So the command language looks like this. And there are some kind of historical remain in the program, the acoustic elements. So I have to use these. The current status of this case is that we have a coupled model with external excitation. So here is the structure part, and here is the fluid inside the cabin. And the external excitation is done by the simple speakers outside the cabin. And the whole thing is immersed inside an air bubble that is surrounded with the infinite elements. So this is a picture of pressure on the surfaces. The frequency is 108 hertz. And these are the displacement induced by the surface pressure. So you can see that the rear side window has the greatest displacement. Difficult parts in this case were, well, the pre-processing time. If you have the production model, it takes about 2/3 of the whole time to pre-process it. So you can have a simulation model. So as a tip for the industry, they could create the simulation model alongside with the production model. It would make the things faster. Also, the complicated structure was pretty difficult to mesh. It took many iterations of trial and error to have a decent mesh. And also, this kind of computation demands lots of CPU time and consumes lots of memory. One single computation at a single frequency takes about 20 minutes without any remeshings. So the second case is a paper machine frame provided by Metso. I received the original Katia V5 model and I created a surface model from it and placed some appropriate point masses, and these bars represent the cylinders of the machine. I parameterized the lower part shell thicknesses. And set the loadings. There's gravity, sieve tension, and water loads. And the optimization part, I used the mode frontier for the optimization. It ran Nelder mid simplex algorithm, and the model had a displacement and stress constraints, and the objective was to minimize mass. So here's the mode frontier workflow. The green icons are the input parameters. Here you can manage the design of experiments and pick the algorithm you want. And this is an ANSYS coupling node. And here you have the output parameters and constraints and the objective. I managed to reduce the mass about 4%, including the point masses. Now, the third case was a vacuum box. It's part of a paper machine, also provided by Metso. It sucks water from the paper. So, well, this is half of it. There's a mirror symmetry in this. So, I received this as an original ANSYS model that they used in Metso to simulate this. I parameterized the shell thicknesses, and again I used Nelder mid simplex, and there was stress and a pretty huge pile of displacement constraints. And the this original design didn't satisfy the constraints, but I tried to create a design that is light but satisfies the constraints. So the workflow is pretty much like the previous. There are more input parameters, and here is the convergence of the optimization. So it took about I ran it about 900 and I guess 40 iterations, and one iteration took about 10 minutes. The current best design is about 10% heavier than the original, but it satisfies the constraints. And I tried this also so that I took the constraints from the original design, and I managed to reduce the weight 16% with the less demanding constraints. Okay. Thanks.